This feedback relates to Unit 3, Enabling Learning and Assessment, and specifically Task 3, which is split into two parts. It asks you to use an extract from your teaching practice portfolio to write and reflect upon feedback you've given to a learner, but also feedback that you received yourself. As with previous assignments, very well written, very well structured, certainly of the level one would expect, making appropriate reference to external academic writings, the likes of PESI, etc. The first part of the assignment asks you to look at feedback that you've given to learners, and I think you described that very well. Again, you've made reference to appropriate authority, both indicative of level 5 work. Where I feel you need to make a moderate improvement is that whilst you've addressed some of the shortfalls that have come about as a result of some of your feedback, and you've alluded to, in part, the impact on the learner's performance, I didn't feel that it went quite far enough. I'd like to see if you can draw upon the long-term impact that you think that those types of assessments and feedback will have on your learner's performance. It's less clear whether or not it was progress was well received by one individual or was it the entire group. So I think if you could do that, drawing out more detail in relation to the overall impact on the group and whether or not it's sustained, if that would be great. The second part of the session where you use your own feedback to reflect upon, you draw upon a whole raft of different methods of feedback, and rightly so, as an FE practitioner, you get it from all angles as such. I felt that what you needed to do is, rather than concentrate on many different resources, is to hone it down and address one particular type of feedback, the type of reflection that you've had, what you've done about it, and then the sustained impact that has had. So a moderate amendment to be made in both point A and point B, and then it'll pass. It is clearly indicative of the fact that you've learnt an awful lot on your DETLS programme, and you are one of the more reflective practitioners that I've come across, and I think that comes across in your work ethic and your ethos and the way in which you're approaching teaching, learning, assessment, constantly looking at ways in which you can improve the learner experience. So, again, as with all of your pieces of work, I very much enjoyed reading it, and with a few amendments it will pass no problem at all. Congratulations.